Well, we gave you the first alert last week on this changing wind pattern for this week, and it's underway. We saw some indications of it yesterday. Becomes even more noticeable the next few days, and that's a wind off the Atlantic out of the southeast, and that generally protects our beaches from much in the way of afternoon storms. They'll mainly develop inland, especially near and west of I-95. Now, yesterday, the first storms did develop early enough to get a little light rain to some of the beaches and soak the east beltway of 295. There were some 2 to 2.5 inch rainfall amounts around Bayard and not too far from E-Town, extending down into far northwestern St. John's, northeastern Clay County. And we'll continue to see those kinds of storms this week. It's just that they'll be mostly inland, near and west of I-95. In particular, and they'll be heavy, but the coverage is not going to be like we saw last week, where everybody was getting rain almost every day, and if not, then every other day. This week, it's more scattered and certainly will not be occurring everywhere, and especially at the beaches. There'll be some beach locations that now go 5 days or so without any rain, and that dries out in a hurry with the heat of July. So it'll be a noticeable change. Temperatures stay hot, but only really where we ought to be this time of year, with that wind off the Atlantic. It doesn't allow those temperatures to get out of control necessarily. Highs will be between 90 and 95. The average high is 92, so we ought to be above 90 this time of year. Warm and humid overnight, lows will be in the 70s. And really, we don't see any change all the way through the beginning of the weekend. By about Sunday, and especially early next week, the rainfall pattern starts to go back to one that's a little more widespread for more of the area. We'll continue to update you on that pattern as we go through the week. And Talking the Tropics with Mike, always updated every single day during the hurricane season at WOKV.com. At ActionNewsJax.com, nothing's cooking. A good deal of Saharan African dust over the central and eastern Atlantic, sometimes even making it more to the west than that. But that's not the only reason we're not active with the tropics, but it helps. I talk about that in Talking the Tropics with Mike. Busier days are ahead, obviously, as we head toward the peak of the hurricane season over the next 6 to 7 weeks. But nothing right now, and nothing at all really over the Atlantic expected this week anyway, for the most part. Pretty decent little tropical wave is going across the Atlantic through the weekend and next week, but it doesn't appear so that's going to develop a whole lot. And the West Pacific is much busier right now. Typhoon getting ready to impact China and Taiwan. Tropical storm moving into Vietnam. There's more on that in Talking the Tropics with Mike as well. With Ori Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.